Okay, so basically, ANACO has entered the statutory consultation period with the public. And what we want to do is to take this opportunity for the public exhibitions to provide them with more information about the offshore aspects of Navitas Bay Wind Park. And what we're going to be doing is presenting this information in an exhibition format so they can come into the venue, have a look around the information boards, and then at the end we will be asking for specific feedback on important viewpoints on the coastline and the impacts associated with different parts of the development area. So this can include fishing, diving, wildlife and nature conservation, recreational activity and commercial shipping. Particularly all of this feedback from the public exhibition will then be fed into the public statutory consultation process, which will help inform the final design of the Navitas Bay Wind Park. All public feedback from this point onwards will be included as part of the planning application that we will be submitting to the Infrastructure Planning Commission at the end of 2013. So it will all be recorded as part of that. It will all be in the planning application document. So it will all have an influence and a bearing on the, as to how we, design Navitas Bay Wind Park. It was a mixed response, definitely. I mean, there was people for it who were quite supportive of the proposals, but then there was people that were against it. I think the primary concern with in Swanage was visual impact, because it's at the closest point, the development area will be around about 8.2 miles away from Swanage and other sort of points along close to the Swanage coastline. We're aware of the opposition group, and obviously everybody has a right to to voice their concerns or for opposition against any sort of development, particularly a development of this size. More than happy to listen to their viewpoints, and we'll continue to engage with them if they have any further concerns about the development.